A wonderful, wonderful day again. Wonderful because, you know, a word that we use always because it's really filled with great wonders and how good our God is. To you, my beloved ICCEC Europe, to all of you in North America or in the Philippines, wherever we are in the world, we are the people of God called by His name, and we have great hope. As we come to this second week or week of the second Sunday in Lent, the journey continues. The journey from ashes to glory. From the time that we have just taken on sackcloth and ashes and be reminded of our lives and the futility of life apart from God. God takes us to this walk with Christ, to the very goal of our Lenten journey, which is the resurrection of our Lord. And the power of the resurrection and the greatness that it should bring in our lives. Allow me to begin again with the book of Psalms, because Psalms is really filled with great words that will encourage us to realize even the writers, great men like David, a mighty warrior of God, a mighty king, faced so many troubles and distresses. Listen to what he said in Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters have threatened my life. I have sunk in deep mire, and there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters, and a flood overflows me. And it says there, as it continues, it gets even worse. David continues to see how he becomes so weary, how he becomes so distressed and oppressed by the situation. But yet, down in verse 9, eight verses later, verse 9 it says, for zeal for your house has consumed me. Zeal for the house of God. This is what will bring us the hope we need. And I would just like to pick up from that because, you know, this week the bishop was talking about worship last Tuesday, and then he talked about the Lord's Day. I think it was Monday. And I really share the same sentiments of how God has given our gathering or our Mass every Sunday, the Lord's Day. Because the pattern, if we would see this, is in the book of Revelation. When John was told to come up here, and that's where we get the term sursum corda, or lift up your hearts, because that is where we will draw strength. John, who was in the island of Patmos, right at the very fiercest persecutions of the church, when the great Caesars and emperors were out there as gods who were trying to annihilate Christianity. After John was encountered so many tortures, he was exiled to the island. And then it was in this island where he saw this vision, which has become the very foundation of the church on the Lord's Day that we all ascend to. We all experience the very glory of God. Because it is during this time that we will draw strength. You know how many times and in many places, especially, well, here in the Philippines, I could say that, Sunday has become so busy with other things rather than church. People would still go to church, but do you believe before the pandemic, when things were just normal, one mall would hold 800,000 people every Sunday. 800,000 just for one. And if you've been here in this country, you know how many malls there are. How many churches will hold that many on a given Sunday? Because today people are losing their divine awareness. And this is what we should not allow. We should guard ourselves that as God's people, we will not be swayed and sucked in and tossed to and fro by these things, but remains firm and steadfast. And I say that because the gospel today talks about witness, being a witness. I think it was 8 times in John chapter 5 that our Lord Jesus Christ used the word witness, or the writer, the evangelist John, used the word witness. And I will not go into a theological discourse about this, but really, simply stated, a witness, which basically its root word is martyr, is someone who has experienced God. Someone who can testify the life of God in him. You know, the first martyr that we all acknowledge is Saint Stephen. Remember when he was stoned to death in Acts chapter 7. We see there how Saint Stephen was trying to give to the Jews the good news. And it irritated them. And so finally, they got so mad, they stoned him to death. And at that time, what did Saint Stephen do? He said, "Father, do not hold this sin against them." And it was at that time when the heavens were opened and he beheld the glory of God. I remember one scholar would say, a true witness is one who beholds the heavens open. One who has an experience of the heavenly life. You see, this is the mystical life we have been talking about several weeks ago. We are called by God to be a partaker of that life. Because a witness, and especially during the time of the Bible, people risk their lives. You know, at that time, you would not want to tell the Christians safety first, because they understood that they were always in harm's way. They were always threatened in their lives. They were always risking their lives. It says in Revelation chapter 12, they loved not their lives unto death, because the people then had a witness, had an experience of the heavenlies, which you can never take away. From their time together, gathering on Sundays, this is where they drew strength. They had such a meager place of gathering, some in the catacombs, some in places where they really had to be very secretive because of the threat against them. But even and or in spite of those threats, they still met, because they understood this was where they would draw strength from. This is what will change their lives. You see, this is what true worship is. We see this so beautifully. And Saint Peter, who was a very, very strong witness of the gospel, after he, we all know, denied our Lord, and he repented, and he was transformed, he began to go out. And from first, from his one of his letters in 1 Peter, St. Peter mentions in chapter 3, he said, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you." You see, a true witness is not concerned with his condition. He's not so bothered by that as much as to be able to let that experience of the Lord transform others, transform his family, transform society. Because a true witness is a channel of God's life to the world. That is why we come to be strengthened in the altar. We come to be strengthened in the sacrament of the Eucharist. Because for the life of the world, as Christ himself said in John chapter 6, we have the living bread which comes down out of heaven. And he who eats of this bread will live forever. For the life of the world, this bread was given. And that is what transforms us into true witness. Being a witness for Christ. One who will be able to risk their lives, overcome, and come even to face death and the trials we face, and yet not be affected by them. As we look at all of these things, we today would stand firm. Zeal for the house should consume us. Zeal for the life of God should be our very force that will surge, that will make us surge ahead to be witnesses of Christ. True witness, you are that person. Start at your home, wherever you are, be that witness for Christ.